It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Just as we all have our own photo albums and scrapbooks and cedar chests filled with information and archives from our own family histories, it is no different for governmental organizations. They, too, keep historical information and data in their archives, not only to preserve history, but to also provide a reference point for our past and documentation on how the policymakers have made the decisions that have shaped where we are today. Our guest today is Steve Haberman, a deputy clerk with the Greene County Archives. So welcome, Steve, and tell us about the archives and how long it's been in existence.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the archives were started in 1987 by then County Clerk Dennis Hobbs and former federal archivist Del Bishop. And this was because the county had run out of space to store old records and needed a place where they could be protected from moisture and insects and wide temperature changes. At that time, some of the records were being kept in the courthouse furnace room, and some records were being kept in a building with a dirt floor, and it just was not a very good situation.
So is it a requirement for the county to have an archive? Is that a statute issue?
No, it's not a requirement for a county to have an archive, but counties are required by state law to keep certain records, and each county office can maintain its own records if they prefer, but they just have to keep them.
So why is it so important for a community, for a county, to have its archives?
Well, it's important because the records have to be preserved in a way that they will keep well. And it's good to have the old ones that are not accessed very often all in one place so that people who are doing research can access the records of this department and that department in the same place, and they don't have to go running from office to office.
So are there policies on what information must be kept from each department? I mean, does each department know that they have to keep these certain list of archives for you all to compile?
Yes. There are state statutes on what records need to be kept and for how long. Court judgments, property deeds, tax payment records, coroner's records, for example, have to be kept indefinitely. There are some records that have to be kept just a few years, and then they can be destroyed after that.
So that is set by the state legislature then?
Yes.
So how do you collect information from the other county departments? I mean, I know that there's a whole staff there at the Greene County Archives, but are they just on a recall system that every year they send you a certain amount of information, or how does that work?
Well, when other departments have old records that they need to unload, they contact us. And in the first 10 or 15 years that the Greene County Archives existed, we got lots of material from the other departments, some of which was required, some which was not. But now we're just about as full as we can be with required records. And so we accept very little more. But fortunately, the other offices are now generating most of their records in digital form, so there's not much need to take on much additional material.
So are the archives open to the public? If I wanted to search out something that happened in 1995, can I come down there and look at it?
Yes, they are open to the public, and there's no need to make an appointment or anything. You can just walk in. We're open 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Mondays through Fridays.
So do you or the staff, the other staff members there, do you help citizens locate information, or is it just like a library where you go in and kind of dig around and find your own information?
We have to help them because it's not as neatly organized as a library, and we need to know where to look. So they tell us what they need. We go find it on the shelves and bring it to them.
So what are some of the typical things that people come in on a weekly basis to look for?
Oh, probably the most common thing are to look up their own divorce records from 2007 or earlier. And we also get a lot of requests for looking up the ownership histories of property. And we get a lot of people wanting to find out whether a certain ancestor of theirs lived in Greene County and looking for some kind of documentation that they did.
So going back to all the other county departments, are they required to keep budget information, for example, or bylaws, or what important decisions and records of that are they required to keep?
Well, it all depends on what the state statutes require. And if it's something financial, that usually needs to be kept just a few years.
So tell us about a situation where somebody's come in and looked for an unusual situation that's kind of maybe put you all to task on digging deeper than you normally do.
Okay, well, one example of that was when a student who was doing a history project on the Kentwood Arms Hotel came in, and she needed to know some ownership history of the building. And that information was available in the tax records, but the hotel was what's on called an irregular parcel. And irregular parcels are hard to find in the old tax books. So I had to do a lot of searching to find it. But in the course of doing that, I could see there was actually some order to the way that the irregular parcels are listed. And I ended up figuring out what the system is. And even though it's somewhat complicated, it's usable. And so now we can find irregular parcel records that we really had a hard time finding before.
So is there a cost to the public? If I'm going to come in and research anything, is there a cost for the time or for copies made or anything like that?
Generally, there's a cost of 10 cents a page when we make copies. We do charge for time if you have a really long, time-consuming project to do. Otherwise, we don't.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier about the hours of operation. Tell us again what those hours are and where you're located.
Okay, our hours of operation are 8 o'clock a.m. till 5 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday. And our address is 1126 Boonville Avenue, and that's near the corner of Boonville and Webster Street. And I want to mention right now, from now until August 1st, we're also doing absentee voting at the archives. So people who are not going to be able to vote on August 2nd, if they are Greene County voters, can do it at the archives.
Well, great. That's a good piece of information. This building is located just north of the courthouse.
That's right.
Okay. And give us the website if people want to go online and check out some more information.
Yeah. Our website is at greenecountymo.gov/archives. And of course, that's all lowercase, all one word.
Well, thank you, Steve. Our guest today has been Steve Haberman, a deputy clerk with the Greene County Archives. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri.